Book 10, The Book of the Double Twilight, Canto 3, The Debate of Love and Death, page 629 to page 631. Our nature twisted by the abortive birth returns wry answers to life's questioning shocks. An acrid relish finds in the world's pangs, drinks the sharp wine of grief's perversity. A curse is laid on the pure joy of life, delight, God's sweetest sign and beauty's twine, dreaded by aspiring saint and austere sage, is shunned, a dangerous and ambiguous cheat, a specious trick of an infernal power. It tempts the soul to its self-hurt and fall. A Puritan God made pleasure a poisonous fruit, or red drug in the marketplace of death, and sin the child of nature's ecstasy. Yet every creature hunts for happiness, buys with harsh pangs or tears by violence, from the dull breast of the inanimate globe, some fragment or some broken shard of bliss. Even joy itself becomes a poisonous draught. Its hunger is made a dreadful hook of fate. All means are held good to catch a single beam. Eternity sacrificed for a moment's bliss. Yet for joy and not for sorrow earth was made, and not as a dream in endless suffering time. Although God made the world for his delight, an ignorant power took charge and seemed his will, and death's deep falsity has mastered life. All grew a play of chance simulating fate. A secret air of pure felicity, deep like a sapphire heaven, our spirit's breath. Our hearts and bodies feel its obscure call. Our senses grope for it and touch and lose. If this withdrew, the world would sink in the void. If this were not, nothing could move or live. A hidden bliss is at the root of things. A mute delight regards time's countless works. To house God's joy in things, space gave wide room. To house God's joy in self, our souls were born. This universe an old enchantment guards. Its objects are carved cups of world delight, whose charmed wine is some deep soul's rapture drink. The all-wonderful has packed heaven with his dreams. He has made blank ancient space his marvel house. He spilled his spirit into matter's sign. His fires of grandeur burn in the great sun. He glides through heaven, shimmering in the moon. His beauty caroling in the fields of sound. He chants the stanzas of Odes of Wind. He is silence, watching in the stars at night. He wakes at dawn and calls from every bone. Lies stunned in the stone and dreams in flower and tree. Even in this labor and dolor of ignorance, on the hard, perilous ground of difficult earth, in spite of death and evil circumstance, a will to live persists, a joy to be. There is a joy in all that meets the sense, a joy in all experience of the soul, a joy in evil and a joy in good, a joy in virtue and a joy in sin. Indifferent to the threat of karmic law, joy dares to grow upon forbidden soil. Its sap runs through the plant and flowers of pain. It thrills with the drama of fate and tragic doom. It tears its food from sorrow and ecstasy. On danger and difficulty whets its strength. It wallows with the reptile and the worm, and lifts its head, an equal of the stars. It shares the fairy's dance, dines with the gnome. It basks in the light and heat of many suns, the sun of beauty and the sun of power. Flatter and foster it with the golden beams. It grows towards the Titan and the God.